Hello, this is Andrew.
Hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
I am.
Thank you. And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other party?
A Democrat.
Thank you. And there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide for the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortion. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it's necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to her physician. Do you support or oppose a proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
You know, I don't know that I've done enough research into how that would impact our current policies to have made a decision yet about how I'm going to vote.
Okay, I can put undecided. You're not decided. You haven't decided yet, correct?
Yep, I would say that's correct.
Yeah, okay, no problem. And another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote getters will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose the proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
I'm in favor of that amendment.
Okay, you support, correct?
Yep, correct.
Thank you. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
I support the amendment.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which will allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school? Support or oppose?
I oppose.
Thank you. And thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, would not vote for a candidate if they support Trump?
I would say less likely to vote for a candidate that supports Trump.
Thank you. And again, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how would that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? Would only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, would not vote for a candidate if they support Trump?
I would say I'm still less likely.
I'm sorry?
I'm still less likely to support that candidate.
Less likely. Thank you. Now we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of the democracy. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, not very confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Very confident.
Thank you. Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not? Yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Local elected officials in your county, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
What was the first option?
A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust.
Yeah, a great deal of trust.
Thank you. How about state elections officials in South Dakota? A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
A great deal of trust.
Thank you. How about elections officials in Democratic states? A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
A great deal of trust.
Thank you. Elections officials in Republican states. First was Democratic states, this is Republican state. A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
a great deal of trust.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? There is no current threat to American democracy. American democracy is being tested. American democracy is under attack. Oh, not sure. American, which one?
I would say being tested.
Being tested, thank you. American democracy is being tested, thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with which of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And what is your age? Is it between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
18 to 34.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. You enjoy the rest of your night. Take care.
Yep.
Appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.